The global economy is in a delicate place. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Global economic growth is slowing at the moment, but should pick up later in the year. And overall, the global economy is in a precarious place. Those are the takeaways from the IMF and World Bank spring meetings that just wrapped up. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde said the global economy is in a delicate moment. BBC Economics correspondent Andrew Walker joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said this weekend that Europe and China need to do more to perk up global economic growth. The IMF had a different idea about that.
You could put it that way, yes. I mean, the IMF certainly takes the view that one of the major risks to this economic outlook is actually trade tensions. And they don't typically name and shame individual countries, but there's no question that the trade tension between the United States and China is one of the main things that's worrying them.
Well, connect those dots for us. What is the link between U.S. trade policy and this slowing global expansion we've been seeing?
It directly makes it more difficult for China in particular to sell its goods into the United States and for any country exporting, or most countries at least exporting, steel and aluminium to sell their stuff to the US, and in turn American businesses that use steel and aluminium as a raw material are finding their costs are higher. So anything that acts as a kind of sand in the wheels, if you like, of global trade is liable to lead to economic growth overall that's rather weaker than it would otherwise have been.
Andrew Walker, BBC Economics correspondent, thank you.
My pleasure, Sabri.
Now, there was something else we heard out of these IMF and World Bank meetings in Washington. Central bankers from around the world expressed concern over the independence of the Federal Reserve here in the U.S. after continued criticism of the Fed by President Trump. Julia Coronado is founder of Macro Policy Perspectives and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why do you think that central bankers in Europe were so concerned about the independence of the Fed here in the U.S.?
The concern stems from the fact that the dollar is still the reserve currency of the world of choice, and it still is the currency of global trade. So the stability and management of the dollar and the U.S. financial system matters for everybody.
The president said, you know, if the Fed had done its job properly, the Dow would be thousands of points higher. I mean, what do people think that the actual impact of statements like those would be?
So jawboning by politicians of the Fed isn't new, but it is a very persistent and aggressive form of jawboning. It comes with the appointments of some unusual candidates for governors that are more partisan than we've seen in the past. And so the worry isn't just about the near term, which is the concern of the president. It's more over time, could the Fed sort of its independence and its ability to manage markets for the medium term, for the stability of the medium term, be under threat.
Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, thank you.
My pleasure.
It is tax day today. And you know, when you first start out paying your taxes, you know, you're young, probably single, taxes are pretty easy. But eventually, life gets more complicated. You might get married, you might have kids or invest money, and taxes are not so simple anymore. Here's the story of one family in Colorado that decided that maybe it was time to find someone to help.
This year, for the first time, taxes have gotten a little bit more complex with the fact that I'm now, you know, married and have a child. My name's Evan Moore. I work in financial services and a marketing organization, and I live in Denver, Colorado. We were really lucky to purchase a house kind of before the giant real estate boom here in Denver. And so we were able to turn that into a rental property. And then you factor that in with, outside of my day job, which, you know, pays the bills, I also run a nonprofit organization. And so taxes have gotten more complicated, which, you know, I guess if you're lucky if taxes get more complicated. You know, our biggest goal was to not have a tax bill. And so not knowing how this year was going to go, my wife and I put our deductions to zero. Historically, I've always done my taxes on my own using software like a TurboTax. And last year when filing our taxes, I wasn't confident that I did everything correct. So this year we're actually using a CPA. The changes to the tax code was a large factor to us wanting to work with a CPA this year. And then also the additional life complications. The price was much higher than I anticipated, you know, $70 to being $700. You know, you do have higher expectations. Now, the tax advisor didn't give us the specific as to what it was, but he did say that based on the tax law changes that, you know, we're likely going to be owing more, which is challenging. I still have a lingering feeling that, you know, maybe I could have done it better on our own, but there's no real confidence in that.
That was Evan Moore in Denver, Colorado, telling us about life and taxes. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.